is VOA News via line. Zimbabwe's health minister said the country has recorded its first death of a coronavirus patient Monday and urged the nation not to panic. The person who died is described as a 30-year-old man who had recently traveled abroad and had a pre-existing condition. Worldwide, the death toll from the coronavirus pandemic has topped 15,000, with the majority of those deaths in Europe. The virus has sickened more than 338,000. Monday, Iran announced 127 new deaths from the coronavirus, raising the official number of people who have died to 1,812. In one of the worst-hit countries, along with Italy, Spain, and China. All of Iran's 31 provinces have been hit by the pandemic, with the Ministry of Health saying the spread of the virus is worse in the northern and central regions of the country. The head of the European Union Commission warns controls on internal EU borders have caused huge traffic jams, harming the economy and thus hampering the fight against the coronavirus. She says the measures used to slow down the spread of the virus also slow down and sometimes paralyze transportation. She said it delays delivery of needed goods and can cause shortages. They have issued guidelines on green lanes to member states. Italy has banned travel and shut down a range of industries in a last-ditch push to stem the spread of the coronavirus that has killed nearly 5,500 people in a month. The wave of restrictions is designed to ensure Italy gets through a 10-day stretch in which the rate of deaths and infections is supposed to finally drop. Cuban doctors and nurses arrived in Italy to help stop the spread of the coronavirus in the Lombardy region. The group has 36 doctors, 15 nurses, and a logistics expert. This is